Now the medicine Buddha stands on mantra, and the if you have the white binder, it's on the blue sheet. Bhagavan with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to medicine Buddha, lapis light. So let's say the mantra seven times. Teyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha teyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha teyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha teyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha teyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha teyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha teyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Now let's read the four immeasurables in English three times. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Now turn the page to 37, and you see two mantras at the bottom of the page. So let's chant Chen Rezig's mantra eight times, and he's the Buddha of great compassion. And then Green Tara's mantra seven times. She's the deity of enlightened activity. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re soha. 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 Thank you. So the children are welcome to go to their class.
Good morning. Cat meditating on cushion, silver cushion. Slick cushions. So, did you enjoy Amy's teachings? Oh, very much. Any questions? So, Lamala, please, can you read this Four Immeasurable? Four Immeasurable. Maybe you also have the book, I think. So, just want to say, how is it? So the last 2 days, probably thinking about what Mother Teresa said. You know, so the last 2 days, thinking about what Mother Teresa said. So it's kind of important for all of us, including myself, to think about. she said the prayer. The fruit of prayer, fruit of prayer is love. The fruit of prayer is love. Tibetan word called champa, champa, it's love. What do you think? Is important? Is love is important? So now the question is, you know, yeah, of course I say prayer all the time. Every day I say prayer all the time, every day. So based on that statement given by Mother Teresa, I have to remind myself. I remind myself. Do I really understand the fruit of prayer is love? Or it's like some kind of daily chores that you do? Or you are supposed to do? No, sometimes I say, is there any joy? Is there any joy? Is there any joy? So what do you think? Fruit of prayer is love. What do you think? So then, also of course read some other texts composed by Tibetan masters. I think Avalokiteshvara, there's two kinds. One is enlightened beings, you could say Buddha of compassions. One is like Bodhisattva, it appeared as a Bodhisattva in as a who knows, it appeared as a John, but reality could be enlightened, who knows. It appeared as a dog, but reality, we don't know, could be enlightened beings, we don't know. So similarly, that you know, one of our location appear as a bodhisattva. So then you know, I think ask the question to the Buddhas, you know, how many practices the bodhisattva should concentrate. The Buddha's answer was there's only one practice that bodhisattva should more focus on, and what is that practice? Chamtse, loving compassion. Loving compassion? Does it make sense? Loving compassion? Usually you don't say that, you say loving kindness. Is it correct to say loving compassion? Yeah, so that's the exact translation of Chamtse. Cham, no, Champa means love. Tse, there's a short word for compassion. Ninjichibu, or Karuna. So if that's the case, you know, so there's the only one practice that Buddhist should focus on. What is that practice? What is that only one practice? That's loving compassion. If you practice that, so then all the practices that is directly or indirectly associated with the loving compassion, and comes into your hand, in your palm. You don't need to focus on every single one of them. It all comes into your palm, if you focus on the loving compassion. So just want to, you know, share. And also like reminding myself, you know, why you say pray all the time. So are you producing any fruit? What is that fruit? Is love. Very important. The fruit of prayer is love. That mother said it very well. The fruit of prayer is love. Then the fruit of love is, what is that? Fruit of love, what she said, the fruit of love is service. Service. Now this every single word is carrying so much weight. Then the fruit of service, what is the fruit of service? Is peace. So now we have this sophisticated brain. It's time to take time to analyze what she said. Please take time to analyze. Peace, you know, peace like according to Mother Teresa, the peace is the result or fruit of service. There's no service, no peace. No love, no service. So now, what is prayer? What is prayer? Fruit of prayer is love. What is prayer? You could say, four immeasurables that we say every class on the Sunday. May all sentient beings have happiness, cause of happiness. That's love. That's the love. Called Champa. That's called immeasurable love. May all sentient beings has the second one. That is compassion. That is compassion. So then third one. That is joy, immeasurable joy. So now the question is there any joy? Is that effort, is joyful effort, is just effort, or is just joyful effort? Is there any joy in that effort? If there's any joy in that effort, then that effort becomes joyful effort. Not just do, happy to do. Doing that happily. Mother called this, you know, there are like some say the fruit of silence prayer. Do you understand? The fruit of silence prayer. So now see, prayer is not something that you say. Oh, so we should not just think, oh, prayer means you have to say something. Probably not. So now, what is silent? What is silent? How we reach the state of silence. Still silent? Silence. Yeah, how we reach state of silence, how we reach. What kind of motivations that drives you to reach state of silence, what kind of motivations? Anger? Anger or jealousy, pride, arrogant, what kind of motivations drive you to reach that state of silence? Maybe you are kind of sick of all this gross thought, unhealthy gross thought, or all the disturbing thought. You want to say something? Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, good. So thank you for giving me a break. I will nap like this cat.
So just what you were saying, I mean, I don't know if this was exactly what you wanted, but like just the how we reach a state of silence for me is meditation.
Mm.
And the motivation for me to meditate is to calm those disturbing thoughts. So I guess I'm not thinking of it like anger is the motivation for me for silence, but I guess disturbing thoughts like fall under, you know, anything that causes anger or negative emotions. So it just occurred to me that, like, you're talking about meditation, like, as the vehicle to get you to silence, because that's what I do, what I have to do, because it's not quiet in my mind at all, ever. I have to consciously make it happen by meditating.
Yeah, you guessed right. So, yeah, I am thinking about meditations, but I was wondering what you have any other method how to reach, what kind of motivation that drives you to reach to the state of silence, what kind of motivation. That's very important according to Buddhism. That's very important motivations. I am thinking of a meditation, but I was wondering what else people are thinking. Like how to reach there, what kind of motivations.
So my motivation is I want to be happy and I don't want to suffer, and I want that for all other sentient beings.
That's noble thought. That's noble thought. That's very important. Yeah, that's noble thought. Thank you. Yeah, that's very good. So, does it make sense, the fruit of silence prayer? Does it make sense at all? I don't think she will say something that has no meaning, because she's the one, someone who really, when you read her books, then you know what kind of person she is. You know, dedicated all her life to service for the poorest of the poor in the world. So maybe she has, every word she said will benefit us to achieve peace of mind. What do you think? Fruit of silence prayers, a prayer. Silence of what? I don't think she refers to silence of thought. That's almost impossible. How you can practically it's impossible to not to have thought. Huh? It's impossible. Unless you are dead. It's hard to have no thought while you are alive. It's hard to have no thought.
Yeah. I do have one thought on this. Experience that I literally had this morning when we started our morning prayers. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we know a lot of these by heart, so we recite them with you. And I did it this morning. I don't know if you caught it, but we started to do the four immeasurables, and I started reciting and did the first one. And then the second one, my mind was thinking about other things, and I stumbled through it. And then it was like I actually started laughing because it's like, hey, wait, just stop. And then I quieted my mind and focused on the prayer that I want and said the prayer with intention internally so that it moved me. Mm. So rather than reciting, because I know it, and then not paying attention, so I stumbled through it. So then I realized that I'm not intentionally feeling and saying this prayer. And so by quieting my mind and turning inward a little bit, what does this prayer mean to me? And then I use that last verse as that, you know, pulling it all together. And then that's why I say these prayers. And it was to move my mind. Mm. So that's the quieting that kind of makes sense to me with what you're talking about. Mm.
So if you agree, that's how I interpreted that the first word, first statement. Practically, you can do the same thing. You know, we are same human beings, and I'm thinking it's almost impossible not to have any thought. So the silence does not refer to no thought. That's almost impossible. So now we have to rethink. Okay, so that's not what it means. Now what it really means? Does it refer silence refers to free of disturbing thought? That makes sense. That makes sense. Huh? Now, not just mumbling the word. If you don't think, you're just mumbling the word. Mumbling? Mumbling. What mumbling means, mumbling. mumbling. So, see. She said it's not about how much you do. It's about how much love you put into. How much love you put into. So, may all sentient beings have happiness and cause of happiness. Maybe she means like contemplations. Maybe she means fruit of silence prayer. Silent means, maybe she means contemplations. What do you say? Yeah. So when you say may all sentient beings have happiness, cause happiness, with the contemplations, it will stop. It will stop disturbing thought. So then that state is, you could call silent of disturbing thought. So then you achieve that. So now the second one, the fruit of silence prayers. So something that we all need to think what she really means. So, now the fruit of prayer is faith. Now the second one is called fruit of prayer is faith. She called this statement simple path. Simple path? It is, yeah, intellectually it is kind of simple, but every word carries so much weight. So much weight. Now fruit of prayer is faith. What do you think about that? What do you think about that? Faith doesn't get a lot of credit in Western world. Am I right? people kind of are fed up with the faith. Are we missing something? Are we missing something? Are we missing something? Something very important. Not necessarily talking, faith does not just refer to the higher beings. Do you have faith in yourself? Do you really believe that you can liberate? Do you really believe that you can free yourself? Do you really believe you can enlighten? Or you just think that you are worthless? Life has no meaning. There's no purpose. That means you don't have faith in yourself. That means you don't believe that you possess Buddha natures. That you don't think that your life is precious. Of course, she's Christian. She's not Buddhist. She's Christian. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. What does it matter? How to achieve peace of mind? That's most important. No matter which way you achieve there, that's good things. That's good things to achieve. No matter who said how to achieve there, if you follow that method, if you achieve that, so that's the good thing. So, what she said, each one of us precious before God. Do you believe that? You could say, you know, each one of us precious before Buddha. Do you believe that? The question is, do you believe? It's already said. Now the question is, do you believe that? Do you believe that you are precious? This is something to think about on a daily basis. Not just once a while. When the weather is sunny, you forget. When the weather is kind of cloudy, cold, you know, there's something that everybody has to think every single day. There's something that you have to remind yourself. Is that true? Huh? Enlightened being does not see that you are a bad person. That's just your thought. Enlightened being does not see that you are bad persons. Enlightened being distinguish between your action and yourself. First action is concerned, needs to confess, purify. You still possess Buddha nature. Does not matter diamond, whether you see, or if you see this diamond, if you don't see, it's not diamond. It's not like that. Even if you wrap the diamond in very dirty cloth, it's still diamond. You have to just uncover the cloth, then it's a diamond. When you break, every single piece is a diamond. It's not going to be not diamond because you break them. No. So, one of my friends, I promise him I'm not going to say that in the center. But I'm going to say. Father, he's watching from Florida. He's watching from Florida, sorry. So, so did you hear about Dr. Pitka? Guru Pitka? Guru Pitka? Comedian. There's one comedian, Guru Pitka? No. Huh? What do you say? This, you look up in the Google, so you'll see. It's called number two, Guru Pitka. Guru Pitka. What he said? Stop hitting. Hitting. We are very good at that. Beating ourselves. Stop hitting, says first time, stop hitting. Second time says, stop hitting. Third time says, why are you still hitting? I think that's a good one. What do you think? You understand? Stop hitting. Stop hitting. Why are you still hitting? Oh. Saying something, probably. I think he's not really, I can say he's good or not, I'm not sure. But he's like, appeared as a comedian. Comedian? Yeah. Yeah. You have reason why you feel bad. There's reason why you feel good. When you feel bad, what do? Purify. Right? Purify. That's what you do. When you feel bad, you purify. You don't just sit around. What do you do when you see in the sink full of dirty dishes? You don't just sit around and hope that it will disappear. That's probably not going to happen. What do you do? Same thing. going back to now, four immeasurables. So it's very, very important. Very important. If that is the essence of all the practices, loving compassion. According to Buddha's teachings, what one should do in the initial state, first time, what one should do, it requires some realizations. What we need to realize, what we need to recognize, is there different realize and recognize? Same thing. First, something that we need to know. Or we need to understand. Or we need to recognize. Da. So important, yeah, of course. Because of me, everything's happening. Then everything's, coming from there. I so important, then mind is so important. All of that, Tambu ngashin dala shinji. Dagi dishin gula shinji. Then is the cycle. It's the cycle. It goes round and round. You see, in ancient time, there's like some kind of like wheel that turns, and that kind of water, that kind of bring the water to the fields. That wheel goes round and round like that. Yeah, first me, so important. Mine. So then from there, all kind of things happen. So then that happens again. This goes round. That's called da, she, other. Nyam, equal. That's according to Buddha's teachings, how to practice loving compassion and how to meditate on loving compassion. First, something that we need to know, or recognize that I and you are equal. I don't mean equal based on knowledge, positions, wealth, or size of body and looks, culture, tradition. No, that doesn't mean like that. These are all secondary level differences. Fundamental level. I and you equal. So now please think about, will this practice will help you to grow your loving compassion in full potentials? Will that help to grow your loving compassion in the full potentials? The first, nyam. That's the where emphasize should be on that, not in the secondary level. What do you do every day? Looking for happiness every single second. You are not looking for sufferings. You are not looking for problems. This is what you do. When you look at other doing the same thing, Tibetan, same thing, American, Asian, white, black, everybody's doing the same thing, looking for happiness. Do we understand that? This is so critical. You can talk about, oh, Democratic, Republican, or like UNC Chapel Hill basketball team, Duke basketball team. You can talk all kind of things. Fundamentally, every one of those people looking for happiness. You want to be loved. You want to be cared. You want to be as a, all of that you want, same, that person want too, same thing. That's the first thing that we have to understand. Nyam, equal. Da, shen, dak, you, shen, other, nyam, equal. Je means exchange, now exchange. Exchange. Be in other person's shoes and see how you feel. Everything that you said, now be in other person's shoes and hear how you feel. Say here, the Shanti Devas, I'm trying to find, I couldn't find, but it's somewhere there. So, Dada Shen Du Nyamba is Dada Shen, you and others equal. Tambuni De Bede Gums. This is very critical. In the very beginning, you need to meditate on that. You need to meditate on that. In the beginning, the initial stage, you need to meditate on that. In order to let your loving compassion grow in full potential, this is the first thing to, something to focus on. Tamje Dashi is the last word. Protect everybody else like yourself, the way you protect yourself. Protect everybody else like yourself. Is that hard? Now the question is, what is alternative? What is alternative? So many things happening. It's like wild wave. So many things happening. There's something to, I just want to share that with you. There's something I felt very important. you could say hours of prayer. At the same time, you have to remind yourself, are you developing loving compassion? Are you developing loving compassion of saying all of that, all the prayers? So now, another one that she said I want also to share with you. Prayer, we just talked, what is prayer? Or according to her, the silence, the result of fruit of silence, that's called prayer. Then she said again later on, she said, act of love is prayer. That's very practical, put into very practical level, act of love is prayer. Don't feel that if you are not saying anything, don't feel that you are not doing prayer. If you are, as an act of love, if you are loving something. Am I making any sense? So, you know, you come here because you have probably million things to do. You could sleep at home, but you choose to come here. So then I'm here just, you know, sharing with you the importance of, you know, what she said, you know, what some of the masters from the Buddhist point of what they said, you know. Only one practices That's where all the Bodhisattva should focus on. What is that only one practice? Loving compassion. So then all the other things will come into your palm of your hand. All the other practices. So now please say something. Say something about importance of loving compassion. Importance of loving compassion. And how to put that into practice. How to put that into practice in daily basis. And what, maybe one second, what else he said, like, you know, people are unreasonable. Unreasonable? Illogical? What else? Unreasonable, illogical, self-centered. But love them anyway. That's why she said, love them anyway. Yeah, so there are also many, many approach why one should change other. There are many, many different approach that have been explained in Buddha's teachings. But many of them related to life before this and life after that. And that's something that people struggle in development world. So I don't think many people believe something before this. What do you think? Very much focus on this life. So now based on that, please say something, importance of loving compassion, and how to develop that, and how to get some sense from that. Does it mean anything, or is it just mere word that you say a million times, means nothing? So then just mumbling the word. So this important now, that there's few important things to remember. The fruit of prayer, what she said, is love. It's not just book. It's not piece of paper. It's not something that you say. Love is the mind. It's the mindset. It's not just idea. It's the mindset. It's something that has to come from the heart. It's not just from the brain. So there's something very important to remember. The fruit of prayer is love. The fruit of love is service. Then the fruit of service is peace. That's where the peace of mind comes. Peace, happiness, peace, tranquility, all of that. But it's already been said in Buddha's teaching, but you know, she put it in a very nice word. So easy to remember. That's called simple path. Easy to remember. Easy to remember. So it's not that we don't know, we do know. But there's no USB port. Time to buy USB port. There's no USB port. So now please say something.
I just wanted to say that when we're here in this room, contemplating these ideas and these necessities, it feels all possible. And then you leave the room, and somebody cuts you off in traffic. Or your boss isn't very nice, or something, or someone in your family does something to irritate you. And I realize that in the day-to-day way, that we all have these smaller opportunities to get to the larger goal of loving kindness for all people, including those people that at some point in our lives we might have considered to be an enemy. And to erase the idea of enemy, then we start in a very practical way in a day-to-day way. And just that's all I wanted to share.
Well, thank you very much. Wonderful.
Thank you.
One of the things that I most enjoy about coming to the Kadampa Center, and I go other places, when I hear, I guess it's the Dharma, I find that they often line up. And today, we're talking about prayer and meditation. I learned how to pray to a Christian God when I was very, very young. Mm-hmm. I was taken to a church. I was taught to pray, and I did that. I don't know if I got any relief or if it helped, but I learned how to do it. I could hold my hands mm-hmm. and get on my knees and say the right prayers. Mm-hmm. And somewhere later in my life, I learned how to meditate. Mm-hmm. And the prayer and the meditation together created something new for me.
Good.
I have other friends who, and I want to say this, I want to try to quote something, but it says, prayer, self-examination, and meditation, when logically related and interwoven, provide an unshakable foundation for life.
Well said.
And I didn't say it. I just memorized it from a book.
That's okay. Well said, yeah.
And it is the self-examination where I'm starting to grow. Late in my life, as I can meditate and I can pray, but in silence, but not in secret, and with other people, I can examine my actions. And then for me, if I examine my life, that's the evidence of the fruit.
Very good.
And if I look at my wife or my son or you right now, that is the fruit. I don't understand Buddhism, but maybe the ripening of karma now. Other people, I need help to examine that. But when I examine that, I have something that I can use for meditation. From meditation, I have something that I can learn to pray. And I have sometimes, and this is where I have faith, sometimes, almost never, I have silence. And I see the world, and it spins, and it does crazy things, and people get hurt. And I don't change. It doesn't happen much. But I believe if it can happen once, it can happen many, many times. So I come here, and I should say thank you to you for not sleeping and not doing whatever you did, because now you're here. Mm. And maybe I can learn.
Good. Wonderful. Huh?
Anyone?
Thanks. Thank you, Geshe, for your teachings. And, you know, it gets me thinking that a lot of times I think, oh, well, in order to help others, I first have to help myself. So I have to calm my mind and be at peace and think good thoughts. Then I'm able to help others. But I think it's backwards. In order to help myself, first I must help others. So I'm in a bad mood today. Oh, no, I'm not going to go help anybody today. I'll wait. No. Go help others. When you help others with love in your heart, see what happens to your bad mood.
Oh, thank you. Am I missing something?
Yeah, thank you. So, Geshe-la, I've heard you talk often about the importance of not judging. I mean, you've definitely said that to me, that it's very important not to judge others. So to me, that's where loving compassion starts. And that doesn't mean, like you said today, that doesn't mean that all of their actions or all of our actions are good, but not judging the person. So I, in the last couple of years, I've gotten to know a young man who committed murder, And so the action is clearly terrible, right? And but I also see him because I know I'm getting to know him. He is not a bad person at all. That came out of, strong emotion, and now there's enormous regret. And so to me, if I can do that with someone who has committed murder, then I can do it with myself. I can do it with other people, someone who cuts me off in traffic, some aggravating relative, right? Because, it's related to silence and prayer. It's sort of not knowing. It's the mind that says, that's humble and sort of surrenders and says, I don't know. I don't know what is in someone else's heart. I don't know what's in my heart. I sure don't know what is in someone else's heart. And, that sense of, yeah, there's some sort of liberation and relief in not having to know, to be able to say, I don't know. I can't judge it because I don't know. And all I can do is bring loving compassion to that person and to myself, regardless of what the action is.
Very good, wonderful. So I just want to say here, sorry, so like, welcome Julie, is the long member of the, Julie, please stand up. She's working for the centers like almost like now more than, I've been here almost 20 years. She's been working almost 20 years to help the center, very center that we get together. So Julie was still helping even though she physically live in Kentucky, but she come down here for the meetings, board meetings. She's very much involved and I very, very appreciate from the behalf of all the people who come to the Kadamba Center. I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart, Julie. So then, here what Julie said, I also reminds me what Mother said. Somebody asked some question to Mother. Mother's reply was, I don't judge people. Further down, what she said, when you judge someone, you are not giving love to that person. So also something important to remember. So then, what you said, like that young lady. So it's hard. But there's no other solutions. If there's another easy solutions, of course we take that. But there's no easy solutions. So I mean, like when it's come down to practicing loving compassion. Okay. So just the very small, very tiny, tiny experience that I have. I want to share it with you. So like when somebody cuts me up, I don't drive much, so then sitting home nobody cuts me up. But when that happens, sometimes that's called Gishin Langri Thapa, that's one of the Kadamba master, wrote this 8 verses thought transformation text. Called 8 verses thought transformations. So mind, you could say mind training, thought transformations. What mind training really means, it means how to protect your peace of mind, how to protect your peace of mind. This is what it means. Mind training. Training refers to how to protect your peace of mind or how not to disturb your peace of mind. Okay, so that's important. Chalam kundu sigi jang. Throughout all our conduct, train, literally said in the text, train your mind verbally. Train your mind verbally, yeah. What that means you remember some message, you remember and you repeat. Based on my Chinese experience, the verses number three. Throughout all your conduct, analyze. investigate or analyze. Analyze your mind. The minute, the second, the disturbing thought rise, the disturbing thought will destroy you and other. Make sense? Oh, sometimes when there are difficult situations, I repeat in my mind, it makes me not to say the things that my ego pushed me to say. I just don't say. Because I'm thinking that version number three, I'm thinking how to protect my peace of mind. The result is going to be distortions of you and others. That's the result. Be mindful. Therefore, with effort, all kind of effort, make sure that doesn't happen. Make sure it doesn't happen. Yeah? Is something you can do? Of course you can do. So that will help. I just want to share that will help. That will change your perceptions. And become wiser. In thinking bigger, not just focusing on what just happened. Thinking much bigger, like the size of the hat that people wear in Texas. Big, much bigger, large, extra large, big. Think something really big, huge. Don't just quarter with these small things, you know. Just sit back, think bigger. Much bigger. There's something that you can find in Langri Thapa's 8 verses, thought transformation, stanza number 3. If you manage to remember that, not that difficult to memorize. That if you said that while this is happening or before it's happening, so that will protect you from. I like to say that will protect you. That will protect your peace of mind. Then your perception. Not big deal. Your perception change. It's not big deal. Otherwise, it becomes so serious. Every little things destroy your peace of mind. Need to learn how to protect. So that's the 8 verses, thought transformation is about. So if it becomes so hard to apply antidote, what do you do? Go somewhere else. Don't stick with the object. It's too hard. Go somewhere else. Then disturbing thought will die down slowly if you, what you say here, say space. Oh, that's exactly what it means. Space means that's too hard. It's too hard to deal. What do you do? Take a break. For you will be more successful. If you take a break, you will be more successful rather than stick around and try to apply antidote. So that's going to be hard. So beginner, there's some other text suggest you need to be more intuitive. Okay. So that's, I just want to share, and want to thank you, every person who contributed, and I very much thank you from the bottom of my heart. So my time is almost running out. I don't see, I did not found, but I'm sure it's here because Lama's quoted this from this book, Guide to Buddhism, Way of Life, composed by Indian Master Shantideva around 8th centuries. This book's already been written around 8th centuries. And the Tibetan text that I'm reading, the Lama quoted this. So that's why I've been looking, couldn't find, so maybe I'll look, I'm sure it's there. So I want to find. He said, this is from this book. I want to find. Is that in this book or not? I want to find. So this. I and other equal. That's the fasting. Fasting. There's something in the fast stage. Is there something very important that we need to understand? We need to recognize. We need to recognize. Otherwise, you know, like based on tradition, based on culture, based on religion, based on country, there's so many, how you say, like divisions. We are very much divided by all the secondary level differences. That's very unfortunate. That's very unfortunate. Just think about who wants to be around with an angry person. Who wants to be around an angry person? Who wants to be with a person who is all the time angry? Nobody. You ask Tibetan, they don't want to be around. You ask Asian people, they don't want to be around with an angry person. If you ask American, poor, rich, nobody wants to be around a person who is negative. If that's the case, there's nothing to do with religion. That's the fact. There's nothing to do with religion. That's the fact. Now the another question, do you want to be loved? You ask that questions. Monks, yeah, of course I want to be loved. Anybody, you ask anybody. You ask your pet, if they can speak, they will say yes. Yeah, they will just say, I don't want to be loved. They will never say that. That's the fact. Nothing to do with religion, that's the fact. What do you get if you give love? Because they are looking for love. If you give love, what do you get? You get love. That's what you get. That's how you get love. You give love, you get love. You give mean look, you will get mean look. That's what you get. Don't accept, I'm going to give mean look and I'm expecting love. Oh, that's not going to happen. But that's what you think that's going to happen. That's not going to happen. Oh, I'm going to be angry, so then I will get some reward. You think that's what is going to, that's not going to happen. What another quote from Shantideva's books here, chapter number 6. Do not produce semi-agents. You have desire to free from. You have desire to overcome sufferings. You have desire. Yeah, we have, I have, everybody has desire. But you deliberately go for suffering. What is he trying to say? I don't think that I deliberately go to something that looks like suffering. I don't do that. That's not what he means. He means something deeper. Because the very method, technique that you use to freedom from suffering, that very method leads you to more sufferings, such as showing aggression, looking down on someone, criticizing, judging, all of that, that leads to more problems. So all my friends here, including myself, please, we all need to remind ourselves. Most important things is loving compassion. That's the most important things. Loving compassion. That's the most important things. And it will grow. It will grow in the full potentials if you have realizations of that I and other are equal. Equal. Equal in the sense I'm looking for happiness every single second. I'm trying to avoid even the slightest problem every single second based on that other person doing the same thing, no less, same thing. Do we understand that? So that's the foundations to grow loving compassion in full potential. That's the foundations. So then based on that, then you exchange. To be other people's shoes and listen. So that's the most important thing. So even the Buddha wrote 84,000 books written, Buddha written 84,000 scriptures. The essence of that is loving compassion. That is desperately needed to this world, desperately needed. Oh, no, like we don't need sophisticated philosophy, all of that. What we need, desperately need, is loving compassion. That's what we need. That will heal everybody. Heal everybody. Oh. Mm. So, it's not about how much you do, it's about how much love you put into. How much love you put into. Act of love is prayer. Don't ever think, oh, I'm not saying any prayer. Saying prayer is one thing, but saying prayer is one thing. Reminding yourself is the result of the fruit of prayer, love. If you have some love, so then it's worthwhile to say prayer, if you have some love and compassion. Oh, okay, so just want to share. Nothing much to say. So please, you try, I try, we all try. So so then we become better human beings. So if you don't become Buddhist, that's absolutely fine. There's nothing wrong. If you don't believe in something, that's absolutely fine. Long as you embrace loving compassion, that's what humanity needs. So then gives humanity hope. If you give some love to someone else, that give hopes. We need hope. Make sure the hope don't die down. So we need hope for humanity. Okay, it's very important to see good human beings, warm-hearted human beings. So so that's what we need. We need many of them. We need many loving people. We need many loving people, loving, compassionate people, loving people. So that will guarantee. That will guarantee betterment of humanity. That will guarantee. So everybody get benefits. Okay. So then, if something goes on, no need to worry. No need to worry at all. It'll be good. It'll be very good. It'll be good while you are living your life. Very good. So please try. Okay, please try. So try. And read and analyze. Is this the way to achieve tranquility, peace of mind, happiness, mental happiness? If this is the way, what she said, what Buddha said, what Shantideva said, if that's the way, then we should learn. Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. I stopped a little bit earlier, maybe 4 minutes earlier. I think it's okay. Sometimes I go on 30 more minutes over time, so I think it's okay. Stop.
Geshe-la, is this the verse? First of all, I should make an effort to meditate upon the equality between self and others. Huh? I should protect all beings as I do myself, because we are all equal in wanting pleasure and not wanting pain.
Yeah, yeah. What chapter?
Meditation. The chapter. Oh, yeah, okay. Stanza number 90.
Oh, yeah. So that's good. It is there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I want to check. I don't want to just accept what somebody said is said by Buddhist Shantideva. I want to find, did really Shantideva said or not? I check. Because Buddha gives us full right to check. Don't accept out of respect. You have to check, is there really Shantideva said or not? If Shantideva didn't say, so then it's not good. If that, I'm happy, I'm relieved.
So, turn to page 191, and we'll recite the praises to the 21 Taras to remove obstacles to the light of the path retreat. From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara, born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara. You who rescue all who are destitute, to you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. All my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage, Tara, swift heroic, eyes like lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord, or three rivers, true bone lotus. Homage, she whose face combines a 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with white races splendent, as a thousand star collection. Homage, golden bloom and lotus, water born in hand adorned, giving effort, calm austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagata, section shrine without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the All Lord, Shakaani Brahma Maru, honored by the host of spirits, corpses or Gandhavas, yakshas. Homage with her tray and pay sound, disjoined post-magic diagram, her feet pressing left out right, and blazing in a raging fireplace. Homage to the very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who is slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with three jewel moves. Light ray masses all excited, all directions feel so adorned. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, birthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's Davis. Homage, she able to summon all earth guardians' assembly, shaking, frowning with her home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon on honor must most shine. Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Homage, she with wreath ablaze, like eon deadening, fire abiding. Raja, flip and joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she whose field is peace, nirvana. She endowed with Om and Soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder. Freezes human knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Homage to the with seed letter, of the shape of syllable whom by perceptive 63 rules, Meru, Mandara, and Vindya. Homage holding in her hand the hair white moon of Deva light form, with by Sokantara MP, totally dispelling poison. Homage, she whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do honor, armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels their dreams and conflicts. Homage, she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Vaisara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating power by the set of three natures, just as the spirits, yakshas, and raised corpus supreme today. These praises with rule mantras and prostrations of Sar 21. I turn to page 190 for the prayer of the benefits. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested drunk or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. Now 244 and 245 for the long life prayers. And the land encircled by snow mountains. You are the source of all happiness and good. All powerful Chen Weizi Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. And on the facing page, the one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience received the name Avatare, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa, listen boy, Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. And then for Lama Sopa Rinpoche, you who uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, spreading Manjina's victorious doctrine, the masterfully accomplished, magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior, myself, and your disciples, please live long. And seven green Tara mantras for Geshe-la and Geshe-sankos, long, healthy, happy life. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Hello, I'm Elise Drevel from the Outreach. And Geshe-la, thank you. This teaching this morning was really excellent. And we know we all come here to nurture love in ourselves and for others. And it's really important to sometimes try to step outside of your usual circle of practicing that. It's important for us to do that every day to one another. But by stepping outside of your usual circle and providing love and service to others that you don't normally encounter really can put a perspective in your life that you can't otherwise get. And like someone in the back said, service can be a path to love and to self-acceptance and peace as well as a result of it. So here at Kadampa Center, we try to provide you some opportunities for doing this, and there's two coming in March. In just a couple of weeks, on March 19th, Outreach is joining with the family program for Adopt a Stream program. It's on Saturday, March the 19th at 9 a.m. To noon, and we go and clean up a little piece of Lake Johnson. It's messy work, but it feels great when you do it. Yes. Saturday, March 16th. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. And then at the end of the month, on Saturday, March 30th, there's going to be a food packing event for Rise Against Hunger. It's going to be held at a Methodist church on Clark Avenue. And it's really an amazing activity. We do an assembly line and pack packets of food like this that are used around the world in food crises situations. And it's a wonderful way to get together with people of all different faiths and know that you're making a real difference in somebody else's life. Also, March 23rd. Boy, how did I do that? I'm sorry. Yeah, information is on the website. Thank you very much. Okay. So Saturday, March 23rd. Anyway, the information is all on the website. But I do know that on March 9th, next weekend, there's an open house at the Islamic Center here in Raleigh. And some people really are interested in seeing how other people worship and live. It's a wonderful educational, religious, spiritual, cultural experience. And that's also on the website. Thank you.
Hello, I'm from the gardening committee, I guess you could say, Serenity Gardeners. We kind of take care of the grounds and everything. We have a need for today, if somebody could help us. We've got a truckload of mulch and so forth that we're trying to dump into a new flower bed. And if we got some people that are interested, we would greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
Last one, and I will be very quick. Right after the teaching, I think there's a newcomer orientation. I'm not sure who is leading that. I'll figure it out, and if nobody's here, I'll do it. And then tomorrow night is we're starting the next round, the next module of Discovering Buddhism, How to Meditate with Don Brown. So I just wanted to send that reminder out there. And if you've got any questions, just check the website. Mm-hmm. Lots of information there. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. So thank you. So Lamula, so maybe if somebody's interested to this stanza, from the God Buddhist Way of Life. If you are interested, what stanza I just quoted from Shantideva's books, so if you are interested, Samula will help you to find. So this book has been written in 8th centuries from the Indian master Shantideva called Shivala. So this book has been widely practiced in Tibetan Buddhism and like hundreds of years, many, and monks, I don't know this by heart, but a lot of monks in the monastery, whole books, they can say by heart. That's a part of the education system we memorize. So, and then I'm going to find out, if you are interested, that this book has been written around 8th century. It's a wonderful book. So it will benefit. So then you memorize that. So whenever you encounter with some difficult situations, then if you manage to repeat and contemplate, it will protect you. It will protect you. Okay, yeah. Thank you.